We're doing Rosh Hashanah. We're up to Tetzayin Amud Aleph. Arba Parakim Olam Nidon. What does the word Perek mean? So the word Perek means a joint, really. There are four joints in the year. There are four chapters in the year. Perek, according to some Rishonim, connotes the separation. And according to some Rishonim, it connotes the point of connection. But the most accurate way to define the word Perek is a joint. Ha'olam nidon, the world gets judged. B'Pesach, the world gets judged. Al ha'tevuah, about the grain. Ba'atzeret, on Shavuos, the world gets judged. Al pirot ha'ilan, regarding the fruits of the tree. B'Rosh Hashanah, kol bei olam ovrim lefanav kivnei maron. On Rosh Hashanah, all of the world's inhabitants, all of humanity, passes before God like young sheep. Shenemar, the verse says, Hayotzer yachad libam, ha'mevin et kol ma'aseihim. The one who fashioned them, he sees their hearts all at once and understands all their actions. So that's on Rosh Hashanah. Uvechag and on Sukkot, nidonin alamayim, we get judged over the water. So we said on Pesach, we're judged over our grains. Hey, tvuah, what grains get judged on Pesach? Ilei mahatvuah dekaima. If you're talking about the grains that just started growing this winter, so that grain, well, you planted it after Rosh Hashanah, and it's been growing for 4 months already, 4 or 5 months. So, kol hani halpatke da'adu ala eimat idun, everything that happens to this grain that's been around for 4 months now, when was that judged? So, if you're saying that on Pesach you judge the crops that are ripe, that are about to be harvested, well, who judged them? If that's what's being judged now, so how is it decided how they'd grow until now? Ela tvuah demizdara. But I guess on Pesach, they're already judging the crops you're going to plant next winter. Lemeimra dechad din amitina? Do you mean to say that they only get judged once? I mean, those crops, if you're judging on Pesach now, Pesach's coming up in 2 months, right? 2 months from now, Hashem is judging the crops that will be planted in Tavshinayin Bey's winter. Okay, but that crop is only going to be harvested after Pesach Tavshinayin Bey's. So they only get judged once this coming Pesach. V'atanya t'vashira b'keri onis kodim ha-Pesach. Nidonit l'shavah. The Brisa says, anything that happens to the crops before Pesach, anything that happens to the crops up until Pesach, that was decided upon last year Pesach. Lachal Pesach, but the things that happen to the crops after Pesach, meaning the crops that are growing right now in the fields, today, all the crops that are in the fields today were judged last Pesach. Now, what about what happens to those crops the morning after Pesach? So you're saying their growth was judged last year Pesach. Now Hashem is going to judge this year Pesach, the crops I'm planting next year. But what about the crops that are already standing on Pesach? So then the Brisa says, Nidonet Laba. That those crops get judged this year's Pesach. Meaning, the crop was judged last year's Pesach, even though I hadn't planted it yet. And now it's judged again this year's Pesach. And that's going to be the Gemara's bottom line answer. That all the crops get judged a second time on Pesach. They're judged on Pesach. It's judged what will happen to them from planting until next year's Pesach. And then next year's Pesach, they get judged again. Now that they're standing. But the Brisa says that whatever happens to the crops after Pesach was decided on Pesach this year.
So we're talking about this next Pesach.
Let's say there are crops standing in the field now. Okay. Whatever's standing in the field now, we're in Adar. Whatever standing in the field was judged last year Pesach. The Brisa says, if anything happens to those crops after Pesach this year, that was decided on this year's Pesach.
Hi, so we're talking about, what about the decision of last year? That's
last year's Pesach also was about this crop.
Okay, so but how can we say that how can this Pesach nullify what was...
So wait, let's see. Let's see.
Jesus grant for Pesach, because Pesach maybe didn't happen in Shemayim, but Pesach was the time that the grains were harvested, so that's...
Fantastic. Let's wait. The Gemara is going to address it. The Gemara is going to word it slightly differently, but it's along the lines of what you're saying.
Before we advance, this is the base for the Tenet Tokef of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because we say Kivnei Marom, and we also say about this Mi Olek Bayesh.
Yeah, we're about to see all that. Yeah. All that is this Gemara now. What happens in Rosh Hashanah? How do we get judged? All about Olam Haba and everything. All about the three books that get opened. All that we're going to see now. These Gemaras. Yeah, there's all the Gemaras you need to know about Rosh Hashanah. The Braisa continues, but we saw the point in the Braisa that we needed to see. We'll just finish the Braisa. Adam she'irabo keri ones kodim yom kippur nidon l'shaval. A human being, anything that happens to him before Yom Kippur, meaning between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that was decided on last year. Meaning, it's already the new year. Meaning, if something happens to a person on Gimel Tishrei, Dalet Tishrei, Hei Tishrei, Vav Tishrei, after Rosh Hashanah this year, but before Yom Kippur this year, whatever happens to him was decided on last year on Yom Kippur. L'achal Yom Kippurim, anything that happens after Yom Kippur, nidon l'abba. So then this year's Yom Kippur decided it. L'abba just means the later one. Yeah? So, Amar Rabba, Shema Minat Rei Dine Mitina. You see that the crops are judged twice. Meaning, last year's Pesach, Hashem decided how much crops would grow this year. This year's Pesach, Hashem decides how much are we going to harvest this year. And how much will grow next year. So it gets judged twice. Or by the Aleph of the Agos Abach. And he adds the word Shata. He says, Trei Dine Mitina Shata. The year is judged twice. Amar Abaye. So now Abaye comes with a chap. He says, okay, if that's how God runs the world, Hilkach therefore, Kichazi Inish De Matzach Zara Afla. When a guy sees that the crops that he planted that are going to grow late, meaning he planted the wheat, the kusemet, the spelt, he plants them in Mar Cheshvan, and he sees that those crops are doing really well. So then he should realize that means last year's Pesach was decreed that crops will succeed this year. Likdim elizra chalfa, so let him quickly plant the new crops that grow quickly, like the barley. You plant barley in Shvat or Adar. So if you see the year is successful, plant them earlier in the winter, because the ademato nimidaina kadim salik, that before they get rejudged, you should have good crops in the field. You never know what they'll decide this year. So whatever you could get in, get in. And this works. I remember discussing this with Rav Feinstein about your finances also. He said a similar logic. He says, being that Rosh Hashanah, they decide how much money you're going to have all year. So if you see towards the end of this year, you have a surplus, so buy that laptop you need now before Rosh Hashanah. Because who knows what they're going to decide for next year. I mean, I don't know if he meant it literally, but he said a similar logic can be applied with our finances personally. Next year, well, they'll judge next year how much money I should make. But for this year, if I see I'm doing good, so then I should factor that in too, just like the Gemara says here.
How do you think that will affect any decision that God has?
It's not going to affect. That's exactly the point. I'm not affecting his decision. I'm just catching in on this year's decision.
Because that will change in...
I don't know what it'll be after, right? I don't know what it'll be then.
Something seems un-Jewish about it. I don't know what it is. Something seems...